Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Coverings Day 2 in Orlando, and I'm with Thomas Smith, president of Imola North America. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Good morning, and thank you for spending a few moments with us.
Yeah, it's good to come by here. A lot of exciting things going on, especially for Italian-sourced products here in the U.S. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's just quick update on Imola. You have several brands in the marketplace. You've opened a distribution center in Indianapolis. Why don't you catch us up with some of your latest news?
Thank you, Kemp. The transition to opening our new distribution center in Indianapolis has taken us a while, but now we are fully stocked with 9 Series in inventory. We also opened up our new North American headquarters in Chicago.
Okay, so before it was down in Miami, and you've moved to Chicago.
We did. Miami is a wonderful city. We had great success there, but we felt moving more to the center of the country will give us a better opportunity to see our customers and work with our customers from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've toured your plants. Most people know, or many would know, that Imola is actually the name of a town not too far from Bologna. And it's somewhat the center of where a lot of Italian tile is made. You have some of the most advanced equipment there, making tile in different ways that are, I guess, some would say cutting edge. There's been a little bit of a struggle with pricing because of the value of the dollar to the euro, and things are starting to move favorably to make your products more competitive now in this country, right?
Kemp, I couldn't agree with you more. Although we manufacture porcelain tiles, that's the industry that we live in, but fashion is really the driving force behind what we do. Frankly, if the color's not right and the design's not right, you're left in a pricing game, and we just don't compete very well in the low-end price points. The current exchange rate is obviously in our favor. You know, we've seen a 25%, 24% change in the past six to eight months. That being said, we don't want to fight in the price game. We're using the exchange rate to provide better service to our customers with a enhanced logistics system, you know, trying to offset freight costs from coast to coast, and putting incentives in place for our customers to grow business as opposed to simply just lowering prices.
Mm-hmm. You know, before we did this interview, I walked through your space. You've got some gorgeous products here. Obviously, you know, a lot of grays. That's a big trend right now. A lot of matte looks. Talk about what you're introducing here and what's caught the attendees' eye.
Yeah, thank you, Kemp. So, like we said before, it's absolutely all about color. If the color's not right, you're forced into a price point game. To our point, we spend a lot of effort making sure that our colors and our looks are on the cutting edge and are what's popular for the North American market. We're introducing 3 new wall tile programs at Coverings. One series is called Wave, is the newest. It has a very specific decorative look to it that is very much a flowing wave type look. And the other is Pop. Pop is strong colors. We launched it at Global Shop a few weeks ago out in Las Vegas, and a very, very strong response from the national account market. We're very happy that the market is now accepting more color, but saturated strong colors, not washed out colors.
As I walk through here, you have everything that's popular right now. You have the wood look, and you're doing a really nice distressed wood look that's got texture to it. You've got large format tiles. You've got rectangle tiles. So if people haven't seen what you've got here, it's something to look at. Where are you seeing the most growth in the market here in the U.S. right now?
It's a good, great question, Kemp. So we're seeing an increase in high-end residential. We are also seeing a strong, strong increase in the shopping mall and in the retail world. By retail, I mean the Macy's and the Victoria's Secrets and the limited brands of the country. Banks are lending again, and as such, we're building. And there's new ground-up construction, which is very exciting.
All right, great. Thomas, it was good to see you again. Been talking to Thomas Smith, president of Imola North America, at Coverings, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloorDaily.net.